American Splendor stars Paul Giamatti as Picard and Hope Davis as Brabner. The film, which is in part about married life, was written and directed by the husband and wife team, Shari Springer Berman and Robert Pulcini. They're our next guests. They also directed the documentary Off the Menu, The Last Days of Chasins, about the famous restaurant which catered to a Hollywood celebrity clientele. Did Harvey Picard and Joyce Brabner give you any advice on writing for them or on writing for the fictionalized versions of them?
Well, you know, they were pretty hands-off. It was kind of amazing. I mean, Harvey really prides himself on this warts-and-all portrayal. So, I mean, his one caveat, if he had any, was, you know, please don't whitewash me as a character. You know, that's not what I'm about. You know, when you do a true story about someone who's alive, you know, your big fear is that they're going to interfere and try to protect themselves in the process. But they didn't do that at all.
Now, in the documentary part, in one of the documentary parts of American Splendor, Joyce, Harvey's wife, says that Harvey can be very depressed and therefore very depressing. Is that something that came up with you, like dealing with both of their mood swings on the set? You know, because Joyce is prone to depression also.
Yeah. Harvey's obsessive compulsive and very sweet at the same time. So it's an interesting combination. You know, he would call us a lot with, you know, worried about things. And I don't think he ever really believed the film was happening. So he was always worried before, you know, when we were in pre-production that it was going to fall apart. And then once things were rolling on the set, he was able to relax a little bit more. Although when we needed him to come on and do his thing, he was, you know, pretty grumpy and hard to manage. But that's just Harvey, you know. And Joyce, I think, you know, she protects Harvey a lot. So she's naturally suspicious of everyone, you know, that comes on board and you know, I guess they had some bad experiences in the past. So she, you know, she was very protective of Harvey and his portrayal. And, you know, on set, maybe she had more of a, she was a little more cautious than Harvey in watching. And, but ultimately they weren't much of a problem.
Harvey Picard's big moment of celebrity was in the mid to late 80s when he was a guest several times on the David Letterman show. And those appearances were always really weird. He'd be on to promote American Splendor. And, you know, Harvey would be mocking Dave for being a phony celebrity. And David Letterman would be mocking Harvey for being so eccentric. And things usually go kind of like so smoothly. It's like one celebrity to another on these late night shows. But Harvey was so eccentric and so himself that it was this like really odd match, and you'd kind of be on the edge of your seat thinking something's going to go terribly, horribly wrong any second. And for these appearances, you use the actual David Letterman footage with the real Harvey Picard, except for the very last in this sequence. And this was the time when Harvey Picard was on Letterman wearing his On Strike Against NBC t-shirt and going on about the conglomerate that owned NBC. David Letterman was getting very obviously uncomfortable with it. Why didn't you use the real David Letterman footage for that? Did they not want you to use it?
The real Letterman footage for that fight was restricted by NBC. Harvey names a lot of names. And I think it was immediately restricted after broadcast. You know, we actually had a copy of it, and we had a VHS copy. We were able to edit with it just to see what it would feel like. And in truth, it was so hard to understand because they were kind of yelling over each other that, you know, when people saw it in the cut, it didn't make any sense. And they had a lot of questions about it. And it also felt, at that point in the story, it felt wrong to leave the character, the Harvey character that Paul Giamatti was playing, where he was emotionally, you know, it's a very interior sequence. He thinks he may have cancer and his wife is away and he's extremely depressed. And it's all kind of part of a longer sequence. So we thought, let's recreate it and have a different perspective on it, you know, shoot it from behind the stage and kind of tie it to the rest of what's going on in Harvey's life.
Why don't we hear your version of that, that appearance by Harvey Picard on David Letterman, and this is the fictionalized version from the film American Splendor.
Harvey, this is not the forum. This is not Meet the Press.
You just want me to talk about simple-minded bull, David. But I ain't co-opted like you.
Oh, relax,
I want to say,
man.
For instance, like I want to talk about a conflict of interest situation. Harvey, can we do that, David? How about that? You know, like GE owning this network, NBC. GE has basically become a military, industrial, financial.
Can we get the singing shih tzu back out here, Larry? Has he left the building yet?
NBC is going to cover what they do fairly. That's funny, Dave.
Harvey.
I got other things I want to talk about, though.
That's enough,
Harvey. Just shut up, man. Don't push me, man. I'm doing my own thing.
Harvey.
That's Paul Giamatti playing Harvey Pekar and Jeff Peters playing David Letterman in the new movie American Splendor, which is based on the comics, the real-life comics of Harvey Pekar. And my guests are the director-screenwriter team who made the movie, Shari Springer Berman and Robert Pulcini. Have you heard about from NBC at all about this scene?
I don't think so. I don't know if the producers have heard anything. We certainly haven't heard anything.
Hopefully we won't be the people hearing about it.
I mean, you know, the thing is, Harvey has a lot of affection for Letterman. I think at first he was in on the joke, and then it became tiresome for him, and he had to destroy it, you know? So I think if you talk to Harvey, you'll see that he actually has a lot of affection for the guy. I mean, they're both from the Midwest, and, you know, it was an interesting relationship.
Also, Harvey told me, he said, you know, man, since I did those shows, we both had really hard times. I mean, both Harvey had cancer, and David Letterman had his open heart surgery. So I think, like, illness humbles everyone, and they kind of found that as a common denominator.
Now, the two characters at the center of your film, Harvey Pekar and Joyce Brabner, are married, and they have a kind of neurotic, bickering relationship. You are married, too. Shari, Robert, you're married to each other. Does being married yourself help give you insights into how to write a married couple?
Well, we certainly know how to write arguments, I think. I think we have a good ear for that. I mean, it was interesting because sometimes Harvey would come up to me and complain about Joyce on the set, and, you know, Joyce would go up to Shari and complain about Harvey, and it was a very strange dynamic.
Right.
Yeah.
There were a lot of times when Joyce would call and say, you know, Bob would pick up the phone and she'd say, put Shari on the phone. And she'd start complaining about something Harvey did. And I'd be like, oh, yeah, Bob does the exact same thing. And, you know, Harvey would call really early and try to talk to Bob about Joyce and so on.
But, you know, when you're watching people you know who are in a relationship not getting along, when you're watching them have a fight or being neurotic with each other, you kind of want to, like, look away. It makes you really uncomfortable. But here you are, not only in the middle of it, but you should be kind of soaking it up so you can capture it in the screenplay. So, you know, what was it like for you? Because it was probably making you uncomfortable, but at the same time, you got to be using that as information to help you document what their relationship is like.
Well, our first trip to Cleveland to meet Harvey and Joyce, and this was even before we were officially on the project. It was kind of like a mutual check each other out trip. I'd say maybe within 10 minutes of meeting Harvey and Joyce, they had an argument, a very big vocal one. But Bob and I, we come from documentaries, so we kind of we're pretty comfortable with watching things unfold and being the people who document it. The other thing also is that Harvey and Joyce, having spent a lot of time with them, they might argue a lot, but we've also seen a lot of strength in their marriage and, you know, sort of the beauty of their marriage. And, you know, I've seen Joyce do things to protect Harvey. I've seen Harvey do things to protect Joyce. And there's a lot of love there, too.
Now that you've done a movie about Harvey's comics which feature all the people, or at least a lot of the people in his actual life, have you become characters in his work?
Well, we've certainly popped up in one or two recently. Harvey documents everything in his life, so I know the movie is a big part of that. So, yeah, it comes full circle, I guess, and we're fair game for him now. And, you know, now we'll read his perspective on us, I guess.
Are you uncomfortable about being characters in his comics?
Well, it wouldn't be fair to be uncomfortable. I mean, he gave us license to make a movie about him, so that's his art form. And no, I'm not uncomfortable with it at all.
Taste of your own medicine.
Yeah, you know, it's fun, and let's see what he does.
Well, I want to thank you both very much for talking with us.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Sherry Springer Berman and Robert Pulcini wrote and directed the new film American Splendor. It opens in New York, L.A., and Cleveland August 15th and will open in more cities in the following weeks. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our engineer today is Audrey Bentham. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Roberta Shurrock directs the show. I'm Terry Gross.